closer. Part of having ADHD is thinking that you can do everything. And then realizing that not only can you not do everything, but you can be burnt out. Your glass is only so big, and you can stretch how much that glass can hold from time to time, but that's not reality. And with us folks that have ADHD, you might look at those times where you can stretch yourself thin, where you accomplish so much in such little time, and you make the mistake of thinking that that is reality or always reality. You don't think about the times that you're like laying in bed because you're just so overwhelmed and exhausted. And there's a lot of like, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you work on something hardcore for like 24 hours straight, well, you might have to decompress for 24 hours. And I've seen that a ton. And part of getting old and realizing that I am neurodiverse and have these things, it has helped shed clarity on some of my behaviors. And I've been a lot kinder to myself as a result of this. One of the things is also like we talk about a lot, or Sarah and I talk a lot about like recency bias. And that can have many different forms and many different reasons why you might talk about it. But the thing that I want to talk about is like the cadence and rhythm when it comes to doing lifey things and then doing worky things. If I get really caught up in life, whether that's like putting in new sprinklers or cleaning out a closet or, you know, whatever it is, I get into that mode, and there is sort of an immovable force there because that's all I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the sprinklers and, you know, getting to that. And so because that is what is currently inside my sort of cup, if you will, there's not a lot of room for other things. So this summer when you know, there was camping and there was summer activities with the kid and traveling to San Francisco and like trying to buy a cabin and all of this stuff, my cup was full. And it's a bit uncommon that I have work take a back seat to that degree. And so when I sort of came out of this foggy haze of summer, I felt kind of dysregulated because it was like, gosh, I feel so disassociated from work. I've been thinking about all this other stuff like cabins and camping and, you know, all this other stuff. So I was trying to figure out how to get back into the groove of work. And one of my good friends and mentors, I said, hey, you know, like, what do you do? Him and I are very similar. And I'm like, what do you do when you kind of feel disassociated, when you feel like you're not making progress or whatever? And he said, you know what I do? I get close to my customers. If I'm feeling sort of not attached to the projects I'm working on, I will re-engage with my customers because they will invigorate me. They will make me excited. They will give me purpose, and then I will want to solve their problems. And I thought it was just such a great phrasing, a great framing, if you will, more. Like, get close to your customers. And so, you know, and that can be a double-edged sword, but I think it's such a good way to look at things. And I did exactly that. I went and reached out to my customers and said, hey, you know, what's going on in your world? How can we help? What pain points are you having right now? And it was great. And I got sort of re-engaged and back on track. And we've been building rad shit since September. It's pretty fun. All right. With that, I'll let you go.